in formal, churches, in more hierarchical churches, there is a reverent act when people come in. I grew up in the Catholic tradition, and I didn't always appreciate some of the subtleties in that tradition. But I remember going to Mass regularly, and there were these kind of older women that we would often see. And when they would come in, before they would go into their seat, they would kneel. A quick kneel is sometimes called a genuflect, and they would kneel, and they would bow, and they would say a little prayer, just a quick prayer, before they even went into their pew. This came from a humble heart that recognized who God was. And sometimes it's appropriate for us to kneel before God. In Luke's description of Jesus in the garden, he has a time where he says Jesus knelt before the Father and drips of blood came down. Another act of adoration in the scripture is simply standing. Read the book of Ezra sometime. When Ezra climbs the platform in order to read the word, the people stand. See, they stood because they understood the reverence of what was happening, that this priest of God was going to read the very word of God. And so in adoration of God, they stood. It talks about him reading almost the whole day, and they stood in adoration. There's scriptures that talk about when we lift our hands in prayer. Timothy says, when he instructs them to pray, he says, we lift our hands in prayer. What does this posture say? Submission? What do you always see in especially the older movies, when the police corral the bad guy? Put your hands up! Why? Because I'm defenseless like this. I can't reach for a weapon. I can't make an action. I'm defenseless. And when we lift our hands in praise, we assume a defenseless position before God. But it's also what? A position of joy, a position of greeting. What do we do when we see people far off? We raise our hands. Hey, it's praise. When Jesus came in on that triumphal entry, what did the people do? They ran and they got palm branches and they began to wave the palm branches. It's like we're waving our hands. All hail God is another way the hands are held. And there are sometimes, if you've ever been a hand raiser, there are sometimes when you hold your hands up like this where it's submission and openness. And there are other times where you hold your hands up like this and it's kind of praise and adoration. And, I don't want to make a big deal of that, but our body posture carries us. Adoration. It's an attitude of the heart. It's a vocal expression. And there are times when it is a physical expression of the body. So tonight, as we worship a little bit more, I just invite you to adore God, to give Him praise and adoration. And if for you that is then something where you want to humble yourself by kneeling, or bowing over, or it's a moment of release to God, I just invite you to let your body follow your heart in adoration. Let's pray. Lord, we adore you. We praise you. We acknowledge that you alone are God. We are humbled that we get to gather here in your presence, the presence of the one almighty God of the entire universe or multiverse or whatever in the world verse it is. Because there is no place you are not. There is no world you have not created. There is no atom that has not found its origin in you. And we praise you. We adore you. We worship you. Through the matchless name of Jesus, Messiah and King. Amen.